Wednesday night and the day to Pesach person.
Actually, the minhag is to learn Hilchos Yontov between Pesach and Shavuos. Very simply because Sukkos, you could learn about Sukkah in Arba Minim. Pesach, no shortage. Shavuos, the minhag is to learn Hilchos Yontov. The one time a year where you haven't got any other seasonal mitzvah with Yontov, they learn Hilchos Yontov. So a few interesting things about Hilchos Yontov. And yeah, it's coming up in not too long. The Torah tells us, "Achash yoichel lechol nefesh ulevado yase lachem." There's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos we know the 39 melachos, and Yom Tov we know many of them are mutar. Why is it there's so many of them are mutar on Yom Tov? What's going on? Why does the Torah make a special dispensation? So Chazal tell us because Yom Tov is a man of oineg more than Shabbos. Shabbos is also Yom Tov is even more. So. Of course, the Shabbos oinig, yeah, but Yom Tov is a din simcha as well on the oinig. The boss v'yayin is oleregel. This didn't need him of simcha, and that's why we duchen as well because it's man of simcha. And because it's man of simcha, you're supposed to enjoy yourself more. Therefore, a higher level of geshmak in the food will be when you have fresh food. That's why the Torah waivers the halacha of. For example, Bishul, really everything's got to be Oichel Nefesh, Tzoich Oichel Nefesh. Why Oichel Nefesh? Because it's not Pshat Yontov, do what you like. Yontov enhance Oichel Nefesh. Haitzah is only because of Oichel Nefesh. All these malachas so you have better food on Yontov. The boys didn't discuss what happens if someone eats all their food from the freezer. Today I think a lot of people prepare, almost everyone, everything before Yontov. And then when Yontov comes, you're done and dusted, everything goes to the freezer, straight to the hot plate, or the oven, or the gas, or the hot, whatever it is. And they ask, why are you allowed to cook then on Yom Tov? It should be like Shabbos. The whole head is to have fresh food. You're not having fresh food. So, you're using the heta, not the heta. And then comes the Shabbos, you have to use mitoich. The whole heta to do it is to have better food. I'm cooking, and I'm going to cook food which is going to taste worse. Are you allowed to? I'm very upset with everyone, and I want to really annoy everyone. I'm going to burn the meat. It's not Yechal Nefesh, you're not allowed to. Because it's deraisa to burn the meat on Yom Tov. Any malach you do, which is not Tzoyach Yechal Zasa. You don't walk out with stones in your pocket. Shechal Arach HaTofik Yitzchel says, you walk out with stones. Haytol's Mutter, no. Haytol's Mutter, Tzoyach Yechal Nefesh. I want to carry stones, that's Asa. So I want to burn the food. Why? Just to annoy everyone. It's a malach, it's deraisa. It's like doing on Shabbos. No real difference. Sorry? Oh, so when you put all the food in the freezer, so you're not making fresh food, so just put it on the hot plate beforehand. What? Why could you do it like Shabbos to have fresh food? It's not any more fresh what you're doing.
It's like fresh food?
No, all it is to have fresh, mamish fresh. When you make a chasna and the caterer comes in and it says on all the packages, Cohen chasna, you say, Cohen, I'm not Cohen. You say, no, it's from last night. You say, hello. I'm paying you good money for this. Fresh food, it's fresh food. You come to the restaurant and you take out the freezer and you say bye bye. Next, there's fresh food. That's the whole mitzvah of Yom Tov.
So now that's what you need.
Oh, but you could have put it on beforehand. The whole hat is to make sure the food is fresh. It's not fresh. Any malacha you could do for Yom Tov, you have to do for Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do any malacha. It comes to Toichen. Say, look, let's cut up the vegetables. No. If you could have done it for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. At the time, the Shinoi will get to why, because the whole thing is to have fresh food. And if it won't be any difference, don't do a Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do any malach on Yom Tov that can be done beforehand if it won't make a difference to the food. It's also an exception. You're allowed to, you don't have to. Sorry? Why is? Oh, so Bishul is actually not so simple. Because the Mechaber says that Bishul is always Mutar. The Ramaz Mashma right at the beginning of Chazal Yom Tov, that if you can avoid Bishul, you can. So the Shaila is the first Shaila for the night, very interesting. Shaila, I am about to be Mechaber Yom Tov, it's Erev, Shavuos, and I can either put the food on now, won't make any difference to the food, or put on after Marav. No difference. There's a Mashmois in the Ramaz that you should put it on now. Because the Ramal's Mashmah, even Bishul, if you can, it's not so clear, the Acharon will Madak in the Ramal, the Bechabal is not like that, but it could be going to the Ramal, even Bishul. Could be not, could be Bishul and Haitzah is different, Haitzah as well. Hagam, the Machmim, even Haitzah, the Machmeh, was a very Chosher Rav who was giving a shiur somewhere, and the person originally told me that he said to him, can I bring my notes before Yom Tov? He's giving a Yom Tov. He said, why Haitzah's Mutter? He said, yeah, I don't want to rely on that, and he brought his notes before Yom Tov. Even Haitzah, there's a Chumrah to do it, but really you're allowed to do Haitzah and Yom Tov. But anything else, if you can do beforehand, you meant to do beforehand.
Because before you have to come to you, according to the law, has to be defrosted.
Why defrosted?
Because you can't do the
bishul
on the altar.
No, the bishul, you put it on, when you put it on, the bishul's done. Yeah, here chazar, but drabonos won't be. Yeah, the drabonos, they put, yeah, that they never put, because the hazan bishul is going to be built up. So really, the holiday of Yom Tov is have fresh food. People do, I was in a very choshuyid house in Yitzchol, and I came to eat on Yom Tov, and I came in, nothing doing, looked on the stove, empty, and I came early, I wanted to speak to him, about 45 minutes for the meal, it was, I think it was second day Sukkos, they started making a dough for the challahs, and they took eggs, they started boiling them, they took out liver, started frying it, they took out schnitzels, started putting it in the oven. Yom Tov morning, said, what do you mean, that's the halach, you got to have fresh food. Nothing was made, nothing, absolutely nothing. Everything was made, and he was there checking everything was done right. A lot of halachas of Yom Tov. Maybe the limit chus is people don't know the halachas, so we don't want to get into the shaylas. Oh, so that's what I'm saying, that Chorinim discuss that maybe if you're not using the heter properly, then you can't use it at all. You can't, just like you can't do toichen on Yom Tov, if you could have done before. I've got lettuce. Now, lettuce you cut up before Yom Tov, you cut up on Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to cut up on Yom Tov. Unless you use the shinuim, the different shinuim, if it's a toichen, you didn't have time. But in principle, if it makes no difference to the food, the heterim, no heterim apply on Yom Tov. The heterim are to ensure the food is better. And that's why if you do it to make the food worse, I won't deliberately burn the food. It's also, see, it's yesterday's daf, those doing daf yomi, says it's on Mavashal Yom Tov Gidanoshe, so there's five Yisroim. The first one is Mavashal Yom Tov. I want to cook for no reason. I take food there so I get Anoshe, it's crazy. No, the Tov is you could have done it beforehand. You could have put the food on the hot plate beforehand, like you put each other on beforehand. Okay, so let's go through a little bit of time we've got, discuss a few halachas. Like we said, anything unnecessary, the Mishmur discusses, can I lock my house? Just for, I go to Mincha on Yom Tov, and I lock my front door, I want to take the key with me. Door, there's no Erev. Why am I carrying this key? For after Yom Tov. I don't need it now. It's not so simple. Mishmur says you shouldn't really do it. You could take, because if I don't... Yeah, you can have a Geneva. They discuss what it is. But you have a Geneva, so they steal all my food, so what? Oh, you may need to go, yeah, if you may need to go, but yeah. Before you like a neighbor to steal my food, it's not Tzorich Yom Tov, it's Tzorich Yom Tov. So all these things, you got a cheshbon, clearly what you're doing. It's people in Ma'ur, it comes Chol HaMoed, and people do different malachas. Someone mentioned about charging their phone, charging their car for after Yom Tov. It wasn't all so simple. You're doing a malach on Chol HaMoed, not Tzorich Chol HaMoed, Pashas is the Reza. You got to be aware of what you're doing. Yeah, whatever electricity is. But as much as you wouldn't do on Shabbos, you can't do on Chol HaMoed. Because it's not a Tzorich for Chol HaMoed, it's a Tzorich for after Chol HaMoed. So, firstly, it's good to know the machlokes we're showing him whether it's hutra or dechuya, and which melachas are asked, which melachas are mutter. So often it could be drabonon. So someone who didn't do something and wants to do something on Yom Tov, you're not sure. Often it'll be drabonon. Tosis even says, "Boin is drabonon." Against the lomdus mitoich by cheese, we'll discuss it if we have time. But a lot of times melachas will be drabonon. Second day Yom Tov, everything's drabonon. There's no derais the second day Yom Tov. So therefore it comes to asking a goy, things like that, it's like the Yom Tov is better. Not these people, Zazel and Yom Tov. Someone asks me, he wants his buggy, can he get a goy to take out the car, saying the Yom Tov? It's not sure saying the Yom Tov is a joke, it's still a drop on it, it's not as they do what you like. There's one heter, it's grabbed a three, but there's one heter which is Mamash Negea. Shouldn't be Negea, but it can be Negea on second day Yom Tov, and that is Rafua. People don't always know this. Rafua is in Gans and Mutter, second day Yom Tov. But only Rafua, which is, includes Rafua. If there's another melacha with it, you can't drive to the hospital. You can't do schita, mamrech, and all different melachas. But you want to take a pill, normally on Shabbos, you can't just take a pill, unless you're a proper chayla. Second day Yom Tov, there's no dini Rafua, completely wavered hichas Rafua on second day Yom Tov. It's good to know, because people sometimes get stuck. It's not even a heta, it's in Gantz Mutter, so it's good to know, second day Yom Tov, Rafua is a completely Mutter. Someone came to me on now on Yom Tov, had a big headache, wanted to know if they take tablets. It was just before Shkia, first day Yom Tov. I said, can you wait an hour? He said, yeah, I'll wait an hour. So fine, in an hour, second day Yom Tov, off you go, all Mutter, no shayla. We mentioned any malach you can do beforehand, you have to do beforehand, unless it'll make a difference to the taste. So if you want to cut up, like we said, lettuce, no problem. If you cut up onions, you want them strong, they lose their strength. However, even so, you're supposed to do with a shinai. That means it comes to Yom Tov, you want to make a fresh salad, cut it up tiny. So if it's something that won't change the taste, like lettuce, no, do it beforehand. If you didn't, and even if it is something that will lose the taste, so I'm allowed to do Yom Tov onions, still you use a shinai. What's a shinai? Chayadim says, you cut it onto the table, not onto a plate. It's not a major shinai. It says a shinai kitzas, something small, a small shinai you should use when it comes to toichen. Really, if you can, do like Shabbos with everything. Losh, Toichen, just keep to Shabbos. You know, Losh you do with the Shinoi. Yom Tov, usually Losh will be Mutar. If you're not sure, just do the Shinoi. The trick one is, boy, I was in the shop yesterday on Leicester Road, and a woman came over to me, and she said that she wanted to know on Yom Tov, she had chicken soup that became cloudy, whatever, it came bits in it. She wanted to sieve it on Yom Tov. Take the soup, pour it through, it on Shabbos, we know it was Asa. Boy, Yom Tov. Sorry? Because boyer bikli, boyer bikli is going to be awesome. Doesn't make a difference. You do boyer. I have a salad with tomatoes in it. I don't like tomatoes. Well, I'm not such a fan of them. I take it out. Throw you off the cliff. Here as well, boyer bikli is the right. Chiv skila. Doesn't make a difference. If it's a, you take a carrot and cook on Shabbos. It was edible before edible now. Still, it's the right to cook it. The fact that it's edible before doesn't make a difference. Anytime you've got any basilis, which to you you don't want, that's basilis.
She would have
it. I don't know. You have to ask her. Okay, you know her. I don't know her.
Yeah.
She just asked me the shayla.
Yeah,
no, not hungry enough. The Ram's heta is, but it doesn't really make a difference to you. It talks about sieving the tap. Say it is a bit better, a bit worse. But some people say, oh, I don't like onions. So you can't take out. Oh, okay, I'll eat them. To take that would be awesome. They might much don't want it. They're stuck. What should they do? They're not going to say no to the supper, to the food on Shabbos. That'll be Isdaraisa. So to sieve the soup on Shabbos would be Isdaraisa chiv skila. What's the halach on yontif? And I was actually thinking it's a very, very good shayla. The boyer is very complicated on Yom Tov. Now we said by Toichen and Losh, simple, always do like Shabbos. Boyer, that won't help you. Because boyer, when it's, you've got a big salad, right? Big salad, there's one piece of onion inside. So on Shabbos, take that out would be awesome. Yom Tov would be more to take out. What if there's loads of onion and a little bit of salad? On Shabbos, what do? Take the oichel. On Yom Tov, if, what happens if you've got loads of psoiles, a little bit of oichel? So on Shabbos, take the oichel. The other way around. Loads of oichel, a bit of psoiles. On Shabbos, you take the oichel. It'll take a long time. Yom Tov, you have to do whatever's easier. Oichel, psoiles, whatever's easier. So, boy, really, do we like? What doesn't mean do we like? No one's going to do the harder job. So you'll always take the simple job, no problem. So whatever you've got, your kugel, your salad's got this, that, everyone likes the dough. So Shabbos, you've got to be careful. Only what you want. Yom Tov, whatever you want, whatever's easier. That is regard to Oichel, Psoiles, and Oichel. What about Bikli? Now, really, Boyer, like I say, Rashba, Tosis, and Rambam, but really, Boyer, we take on Aloch as Mut on Yom Tov. However, Chazal said, you can't do a Hefkevelt, because then what's going to happen? You need to sort through your Sfarim. You know, they've been sitting on the Sfarim shrank for so long. You ask them, you're mad, everyone's saying it's a mess. Shabbos Yom Tov afternoon, great time. You can't do Boyer, Shalitzerich, of Yom Tov. And also, you can't do Boyer, which is usually done, Yom and Rabbim. Sometimes in the field, for example, in the field, what was the Boyer in the Lamtas Melachas? You sift through all your grain. It's done in Yom and no one does a little bit of grain. So how they do it, the farmers come down one day, the next 5 hours I'm busy, they sift the whole thing. Something which is done Liyomim Rabim is awesome. Chazal is good. And so if it looks like it's done Liyomim Rabim. Now a Kli, if you have got a Kli, which is usually Liyomim Rabim, it's huge big machines, big sifters, that would be awesome. But if you have a household sieve, then it's mutter. Any melacha, for example, you want to use a peeler. So on Shabbos, we don't use peelers. Machloek is granted, why is it we take on not to use a peeler? Yom Tov, what's the problem with a peeler? It's boyer, it takes the food away from the psoiles away from the oichel. Yom Tov, many places came, I make with a peeler. Why? Because even though it's bikli, but no one does commercial potato. Come to McDonald's and they're peeling thousands of potatoes. No one's standing there with a peeler like this, right? It's all done by machines. If it actually was more, then maybe it wouldn't help, because what's a peeler machine? It's a huge machine with loads of little blades. The blades aren't bigger, because the potatoes are the same size. She's got loads of little peelers together. So here's Moira, maybe a machine, commercial machine, is loads of peelers put together. So when you think your peeler is a machine, just one piece of it, okay, Moira, the shayla, whether yes or no. But if you don't go with that chiddush, normally any cleave, a household cleave won't be Moira. So a peeler will be okay. So the answer to this woman's shayla with the sieve is no problem. It's mut to do it. It's not, she's not doing Liyam and Rabim, and it doesn't even look like she's doing Liyam and Rabim. She's got a sieve this size with a pot this size. It's clear it's not going to be for a long term. So that's basically boyer, very simple. Whatever's easier, and a cleave is not done Liyom and Rabim, then it was going to be mutter. There are many, many shadows of Yom Tov. People want to know different things like raising the oven temperature. We know you're allowed to make a fire bigger on Yom Tov. It's a tzarech oichel, not just stam. We all say a candle is a shayla in the halacha because it's not really doing anything, it's for the neshama, something abstract you can't really see. It's not oichel, he clears maybe it is because you feel you want to do it. Different story. But if it's for food, for sure it's going to be mutter. So I want to put a flame into my pot, no problem. My oven's on 120 degrees. I want 140. So the olden days, I threw a piece of wood into the fire, sure. Comes to electrics, how does it work? Is it mutter? Someone was more that he spoke to a technician, it's years ago, so it could be it's changed, I don't know how, you have a variety, that's the problem, you have to always know with the Matthias. The technician he spoke to said a lot of ovens, again, I don't know if it's true, it was true then, they have different systems, they've got like a lower system. When you put it higher, it doesn't put another element on, it turns element one off, and puts on element two, which is much stronger. Put it higher, it turns off two, puts on three. If that's what's happening, when you put it higher, not only put on element two, you're turning off element one. So I don't know how they're going to work, and you run into showers as well with point of electricity, is it mutter, not mutter. It's all very, very difficult. If the oven's off and it's going on soon, you want to put on higher, there's much more to rely on, especially if you said Tosafot says point of enemy mutter on Yontov. But if you have a goy, for sure, ask the goy and then ask to turn it higher. But if there's no goy, it's not so shver to turn it higher because most things are mutter, as echel nefesh, and if no echel nefesh, machshir echel nefesh, which is another stage. So therefore, usually it'll be mutter, but just be aware that it's not always so simple what's going to be mutter.
Okay.
Yeah, gas for sure you can turn higher.
Obviously, if this gas is
yeah.
too high and it's going to burn,
then
you can make it lower.
Oh, that's a big machloikas. Machloikas among Ram and Igris Moshe, whether you turn the gas lower. It's not so negate because if you is burning and you can just raise it, put a blech there. Yeah, whenever you're going to avoid the melacha, you've been to avoid the melacha. You pull the pot half off for sure. If it's going to ruin the food, that's machloikas. Igris Moshe among Ram, so one of them says yes, one of them says no, because it's not a mice of vision. It's a mice of taking away. Finally, the end of the most important halacha of Chazon that people aren't aware of. The single most important halacha is. Pasuk says, "Samachtem atam alei ve'akev yos ma'amora." It's give stock of Yontov. As a mitzvah daraisa, it's give stock before Yontov to aniyim. And sometimes people forget about this. This is the single most important halacha. The Rambam says, "You don't do it, you know it's Chazon Yontov."